So I can help you.
Hi, Saul. It's Nadine Medina. How are you?
All right. Goodness. Process that payment.
Okay. All right. So let me go here real quick. Yeah, because your client interview is going to be, well, within the next, like, 45 minutes. So let me do this.
That's good. Let's do it.
Okay, so I'm going to first start you off with a voice verification recording. When I'm walking you through it, Saul, if there's something you don't understand, I want you to stop me and just say, what does it mean? So that way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Sound good?
Gotcha.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to turn on the recording and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
Cinco Mosqueteros.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Jose Saul Mendoza, I'm the president of Cinco Mosqueteros.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, I am.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes, I am.
To get results as fast as possible, it's very important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Now, sometimes you might be in the middle of a job and you might not have time to pick up the call and we have an update. Just respond to us within 24 business hours. So also be aware that you might have other companies that are calling you and they're trying to sell you other type of online marketing. They're not associated with us. We're not going to call you to ask you for more money than what you would be paying monthly, okay? I want you to get into the habit. I'm going to put a security question on your account right now to protect it. And you could either choose that it be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or your first pet's name. What would you like for the security question?
My mother's maiden name.
What was her maiden name, her last name?
Garcia.
Garcia? Okay. Anytime that we call you, I want you to always ask, what's my security question? Because if at any time someone hangs up on you, you know it wasn't us calling, okay? Now, in hiring, Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Meaning what? Like, if I get other people to start advertising?
Yeah. So, like, for example, we already know you have someone managing your website, someone created your Facebook page, right? What we're saying, like, if you hire anybody else to do any other marketing for you, just give us a heads up because we just want to make sure that it's not something we're already doing because we don't want you spending more money. You see what I mean? So just give us a heads up. That's all. Okay? So
I got another guy that's going to work on Meta ads.
He's
going to give me straight leads.
But remember, we're doing the Facebook ads on our end, right? That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Meta is the same as Facebook. Yeah. So just as long as, like, you know what I mean? It's not interfering with what we're doing. That's your business. Okay? Because remember, the Facebook ads that we're running are going to give you direct calls. No, that's good. You're being proactive. Okay? Now, so in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is January 31st, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $348. Now, as I mentioned, this is a 2-month verbal agreement, Saul. So what that means is that your second payment, okay, will be charged on the 28th of February, 2025, in the discounted amount of $249. Now, once the term is completed, okay, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 31st day in the discounted amount of $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting client support. And that's the number that I texted you earlier that I asked you to save, 877-635-6225. If you choose to pause or cancel the account, just make sure, Saul, that you call at least 3 business days before your bill is due so you don't get charged. There's no cancellation fee. We simply part as friends. Okay? Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do.
Okay. The name on the card, is it just your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
It's my name.
How does your name read on
Jose
there?
Jose Mendoza.
Jose Saul?
Jose, yes, Mendoza.
Okay. So Jose Saul Mendoza, but I know you prefer to go by Saul, right?
Yes.
Okay. And then the billing address, is it the same as your home address, the 14672?
It is.
Okay. And is that a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Discover?
American Express.
Okay. And then what's the card number when you're ready?
It's going to be 3727-0739-6931-008.
Okay. I'm going to repeat it back to you. 3727-0739-6931-008, correct?
Yes, yes.
When does it expire?
0529.
0529 and the CVV code on the front?
657.
657. There should be 4 numbers.
Okay, not yet. That I forget American Express has 4. So it's 1383.
Yes. 1383. It's okay. I'm so used to my MasterCard that I know my card by heart, and I think that that's a bad thing because that means I'm always spending money, right? My husband's all, what's your card number? I'm all, use your own card. Quit asking me for mine. It's because he's too lazy to pull it out of his wallet. Okay, so I'm going to be updating the package right now, and I'm going to be processing your payment. And in a couple minutes, or a couple seconds, should I say, you're going to get your receipt. I already scheduled your client interview, so we're going to call you today, okay? And we're going to, I need you to open up the receipt as soon as it comes through. Now, I'm going to call you today, okay? Hopefully I'm not on a call or in a meeting because I want to introduce you. But if for some reason I'm not available, my technician knows to call you directly. I already sent you the reminder too. But we'll call you between 11 and 12 o'clock from an 877 number. Saul, just make sure that you're answering all the calls within that hour. But let's say we called you and you're in the middle of something. You're like, listen, I need 5 or 10 more minutes. Just pick up the call and say, can you call me back in 5 or 10 minutes? We will call you right back, okay? So just because I want you to get through this client interview as quickly as possible. And then we're almost done. And then I know you got to get back to work. You're busy.
So let me ask you that. Verification will be, I'll send you guys a video today.
So when the technician talks with you, they're going to basically get it all set up and they're going to let you know when you're going to send the video. I did notate that you already have your video ready, but we're still going to ask you and I'm going to send you an email and a text message on it. When you have time, send us the pictures of your work tools, your work equipment, everything that you did in that video. We still want the pictures of it. Just so this way we have it on hand, because if for any reason Google's like, oh, we need it again, we're not having to call you and bug you for it because we already have it. None of those photos, I'm going to tell you right now, are going to show up online. And that video tampoco. It's not going to show up online, okay? Because we protect all that. Now, We're almost done. You should be getting your receipt any second now, and it'll come through. I need you to open it up. I probably only need two more minutes. Ya acabamos. Okay? And it'll say initial invoice. Thank you for choosing local splash. It'll say Jose Saul.
Yeah,
thank you for choosing. Okay. Open it up.
Yeah, I got it.
And I'm going to, perfect. Now, when you open it, yes. Make sure you click on the two little boxes that says you agree to receive text messages from us and that also you're certifying that your name is on the card that you provided. At the bottom, when you're typing your name, no accent marks, just Jose space Saul space and then Mendoza. You don't need to put the date because it's already there and you're going to click on confirm signature. Now, it should open up a page for you. Once you do that, asking you to put a username and password. Let me know when you see it.
Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. So your username is your phone number, not with the one in front of it, not with dashes, just 915-803-803 and then, excuse me, 8440.
8440.
Uh-huh. Your password.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's in the text message I sent you, but I'm going to read it to you. All lowercase, no capitals. One word, SEO, so like Saul, Edward, Oscar,
SEO.
Friends, with an S at the end of friends, F-R-I-E-N-D, as in David, S, and then you're going to log in, and it should say something about like your subscription or something, but I want to make sure you're able to log into it, okay? This, I would go start going back in it within 5 to 7 days to start tracking your results with us. You don't need to do anything in here right now. This is just so you could log in and see how you track your reports. Okay? The technician's going to be working on all of that. All right? And then there's another one that we sent you, a message, an email that'll say action photos needed. And that's the one that gives you the list of the pictures that we need for your Google verification. And then I've already let the technician know that you also have the video ready. So that way when they send it to you, because there will be like a link, I believe, then this way you just submit your video. Okay? So they'll be on top of all of this. And then we're also going to be sending you notifications as each step is being completed. So this way you're aware too, Saul, of the work that we're doing. Okay? You still with me? Hello?
Yeah,
Saul,
are you there?
Oh, there. Oh, I can hear you now. I'm like, se me perdió.
Okay, no, no. So right now when I connected it, it went to connect your Google.
Okay.
Connect your Google.
Connect your Google what? What's it saying?
Business profile.
Okay.
And it says
so
automatically sync your local splash profile.
Yes, I'll tell you why. So what that means, so let me ask you this. Are you on an iPhone?
No, Android.
Android. Okay. Your Android, is it connected to like a Yahoo email, not a Gmail?
It's connected to both, a Gmail and Yahoo.
So it's just wanting you to open it through your Gmail is what it is. Because Google likes everything to be connected with Google. That's why it's asking you that.
Oh.
Okay.
So do I connect it? Just connect
you
it
can,
to the Gmail?
You can, or if you're more comfortable to just open it up from your desktop over the weekend so you can just send us those pictures, you can do that too. Whatever's easiest for you. Because I sent you that
I see.
Yeah, that same text, I sent it to you in an email. Google likes to keep everything Google. You know what I mean? So that's probably why it's giving you the suggestion to connect it. You can connect it so this way it's easier for you or do it from your desktop. Just go into the email that I sent you and then pull it up like that.
Okay, I connected it to the Mendoza Gmail. So.
Okay.
We should want it, just in case, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So, okay, because you're using a sign with Google, Local Splash will be able to. All right, cool.
Okay.
All right,
awesome.
And you said
well,
through there I could
upload the pictures. Yes,
right,
because we give you a list. Okay, so we're going to be calling you shortly. I'm going to try to make myself available so I could do the introduction. If I'm not, for some reason, available, then they're going to call you directly. But I'm going to do my best because I want to introduce you, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, welcome to Loco Splash. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. We'll
talk
to you shortly. You are so welcome. My pleasure.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.